This is TWiT.
I already had iOS 11 on my iPad because it automatically installs if you're part of the beta. iOS 11 installed quickly on my iPhone. It was very exciting. And watchOS 4 took about maybe 3 billion hours. That's what it felt like. It was only 3 hours. If you haven't done it, as I told Brittany, who's in our studio listening today, she has an Apple Watch, wait till it's nighttime. Wait till you're sleeping because you don't want to waste. I mean, if you are as addicted to those activity rings as I am, that means that for those 3 hours, I got no credit for even being alive. Everyone probably thinks I'm dead. So wait on that.
I would imagine.
So I think that the true winner, if we're talking about winners and losers, and you know how I like to talk about winners and losers, true winner for iOS 11 is the iPad with multitasking and files, and that all these features really bring it closer to a laptop replacement, which is what I want. The true loser, of course, is Flappy Bird, no longer supported in iOS 11, along with many.
What?
I know. Many of your favorite 32-bit apps. No more Flappy Bird.
Can you even still get that game anymore? I don't think you can.
I don't. No. No. The App Store also had a redesign, but there's I still have some complaints. There's great stories about apps. If you love to read the story behind your app, then you're going to love the iOS 11 App Store. But established apps are still getting a lot of the prime real estate, ones that we've heard about. I love Monument Valley, but we all know about Monument Valley. So I want to see more pushing of independent or not well-known developers. That's what I would like to see.
The App Store needed an overhaul, right?
Mm-hmm. I
would imagine, in my limited experience with it versus you use and live with the App Store daily. Are you happy with kind of the changes? Do you think it's a good direction?
You know, it's fine. It looks like a magazine. It looks like the Apple News app. I sort of lived with the App Store, but I never like went and browsed around the App Store. That was
right.
Just never anything that I would do. I always get recommendations from people I know or other sources that I know or from, you know, viewers. I don't go and I never went around and browsed around in the App Store. So I might do that now. There's also a new control center in iOS 11. But the Apple Watch has some features that I like. The pin pad is bigger. So if you have to enter your password, it used to be tiny little numbers that you could barely see, and the numbers are bigger now.
Oh.
Great for old people. You can also control your car stereo now with your Apple Watch, which is great. If it's paired with Bluetooth, if your phone is paired with Bluetooth, then you can control it from your watch. And then there's the feature... Also, you can learn more about on iOS today's episode, where you can turn on the feature that will respond to any of your texts. Just automatically put your phone into do not disturb mode.
Nice.
When you're driving and when it's hooked up to Bluetooth.
Yeah, I like
that. It actually doesn't have to be hooked up to Bluetooth, because what Stephen Hackett said was he had it and he was riding his bike and it would turn on the blue. It would automatically put his phone into do not disturb when he was riding his bike. And I asked, well, are you Snapchatting when you're riding your bike? Because I don't think that's safe either. And he said he still wants to be notified. And, you know, it's very easy to pull over your bike if you need to respond to a text. So you can set it to just when it pairs with your car.
Right. But or pull from location and accelerometer data to know that you're moving. Did you notice that Siri got an update? Siri speaking a little different?
No, I didn't. That shows you how much I use Siri.
Apparently, Siri sounds better now because they've redone how she responds, how she talks.
Let's see.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, then we better.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
What was that, Siri?
What?
Nothing.
I'm not sure I understand.
Mm-hmm. That's
I'm not
pretty,
sure I understand.
Pretty familiar what
she's
I
she's got an
hear
accent
from her.
Do you select for Siri to have an accent?
I guess I did. Yeah.
It's very prestigious.
I don't know. I really, ooh, I could edit Siri too. Look, tap to edit. Oh, interesting. Yeah, she sounds smarter.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So much smarter. A few other things that I noticed, you press sleep or wake button 5 times. That'll activate the emergency mode that we've talked about before. It disables Touch ID, gives you access to 911, also medical information from that screen. And then easy wireless password share on a wireless network, so that if somebody else connects to your wireless network or whatever, you get a little pop-up that asks you if you want to share your password, and you just send it right over to them, and it logs them in for you.
Oh, it logs them in, but they don't see the password.
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. I don't know if they actually see the password or if it logs them in
probably
with the password.
I would hope it just logs them in.
But
my home's password is so secure, I wouldn't tell anyone.
It's 89 characters. I've said too much.